Thanks for joining me, Sunshine. It's gone 25 minutes to three on the Tuesday as we look forward to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on the Wednesday, where we have eight races carded. Top-class racing. The only concern is that I think a number of these fancied horses may arrive. The first race, don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge, brought to you by Hollywood Bets. You just need an account. Free entry, 12.50. is the off time of race one, so 12.45, you need to have those selections in to stand in line to win a bomb. So the Hollywood Bets Kenilworth welcomes you over the six furlong. There's only one maiden, this is it, maiden special weights. Gimme's Laddie is at 1.67 with Oz and Kerr 1.67, their share favouritism. After that, I see there's a debutante. The stable comment regarding this one was, we'll need the run, that's all. But there has been some movement, 12 to 1, 10 to 1 to 8.33 in the betting. Now, these two horses met last time out, our two fancied runners. On that occasion, Gimme's Laddie was third, 0.60 lengths behind the winner of the race, who was King Regent. And you had the other fancy, Oz and Kerr, 0.30 lengths behind that winner. So there was little to separate them on that occasion. But we're going for the five, Oz and Kerr. The Snaith Yard have been in great form. They had a fantastic last meeting here in the Western Cape. From the two, Gimme's Laddie. After that, a horse called Tuscan Gold is at 20 to 1 currently. A win, a placing is 3 to 1. We've only got the first three, but on race day with Hollywood Bets, you can get the first four. This horse is related to Tuscan Winter. I see it cost a pretty penny too, $350,000. So the seven, Tuscan Gold, and after that, the six, Rock on Tommy, 5276. Hopefully the latter mention can appear in the quartets and trifectas. The second race is the first leg of the place accumulator. It's a progress plate for the fillies and mares. We have got a scratching here. Take out the two. That takes no part. The favourite is Woe, 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 who is at 1.67. A Dance Till Daylight is at 2.27. They met last time out, these two horses, behind Quinter's Light. I see that Dance Till Daylight is now 2 kgs better off and is having the peak run. Then you've got a three-year-old filly, a horse called Distinction, who has 54 on her back. I see she's returning from a 70-day rest, but I think she's alive wire in the second race. I'm actually going to side with the second and third favourites before the favourites. I'm going to the one, Dance Till Daylight, in front of the four, Distinction, then the three, Woe, 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 and after that the five. 1, 4, 3, 5, place accumulator time. Race two, the start of the pick six. What a race this promises to be. It's a Pinnacle Stakes run over the seven furlong. The favourite for the race is Captain's Ransom. There she is on the Hollywood Bets website. 0.87 is on offer. They're betting 6.25 to 1. Bar one, and the horses at 6.25 to 1. There are three of them, Waterbury Lane, Future Prince, and Captain of Stealth. We're going to keep it very brief. It's all about Captain's Ransom in the third race on the programme. The fourth race, Follow Cape Racing on social media, merit rated 74 handicap. Three horses fairly dominating here. Blackberry Malt is at 2.5, Inner Marore 3.57, then you've got Narina Tragon, who's at 4.55. They're betting 10 to 1 and better at the moment, bar those three. The selection for me is going to be the 12, Narina Tragon. The only slight concern is the horse is always slow away, but beautifully bred. I'm going with the 12 in front of the 4, the 13 and the 8. 12, 4, 13, 8 will do it in race 4. Race 5, the Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge, over 1,600, is a merit-rated 72 handicap. Now, the betting on this event reads as follows. Gold Poker Game is 3.33, the same with 7 and Vooty. Metar is also 3.33, that's the 9. After that, they're betting 8.33 to 1 a win, and 16 to 10 a place about a horse called Lady Silvano, who is upped in trip. And I do like Gold Poker Game, but I'm actually going to lean to the 2, Lady Silvano, from the 3, the 9 and the 7. 2, 3, 9, 7. Sixth race, 19th of November, Cape Punters Cup is run over a mile. And the betting on the sixth race, sees Call-It Fate at 3.33. Happy Chance, we know last time out, was eased out of the event, is at 5-1. Raising Quinn, number three, is next best at 5.5. 6-1 in the betting. I'm going with Happy Chance. I see the maiden victory, by the way. They've been 20 runners, no winners, which is not the way I would normally lean, but I think that there is ability about this filly. If I was looking for a rough, it would be a horse called Parisian Girl, who's at 14.29 a win, a placing at 3.14, arguably better at Durbanville, but it is the second run after the rest, and I note she has been running on. She also has the services of Calvin Abib. He may have been aboard last time, but I have spoken about Calvin and his ability on numerous occasions. So for me, the 7, Parisian Girl for second. So 6, 7, 10, and then 13. 6, 7, 10, 13. Race 6. Race 7 is the Hollywood Bets Grooms Initiative. It's run over 19.50, and the off time there is 25 minutes past 4. I actually went to have a look at the replay because there's been money for this horse, 5-2, 2-1, 1.82. This horse cost 800,000. I must be honest, I've brassed the horse on numerous occasions, but my goodness me, that was incredibly unlucky last time out. As I say, no luck in running in the winning form. The Gem King form line, rather, if you go back four runs, that stood out a bit. But then if you look at that, you also got to like Global Ally or Global Ally, whatever it may be. He's drawn 11 because on that occasion was just a short head behind Navy Strength. Is now 2.5 kgs better off. I see he drops another point, two from 90 to an 80. It is the fourth run after the gelding. And that horse from the Crawford Yard is at a very useful price of 14.29 win and 2.5. So if I had to choose between the two of them, I'd go with the 6, but healthy respect for the 11, then the 1 and the 3. 6, 11, 1, 3 in race 7. We ended off with the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 6 furlongs. This is a Ameritrade 74 handicap for the fillies and mares. You're betting here. Well, there's not much between them. It's a wide open event. Epsom Girl, you can draw a line through number 13. We have got Fur Baby at 4.55 currently. Both 6, Red Sash and Country Time, who is consistent, is at 5.56. I see Camille Claudel has gone out from 7.14 to 7.69. Then again, the Hollywood Syndicate have a runner horse called Shantastic, number 15. Who's a Rafif. This one cost 240,000. One first time out on the Polly from the Dean Cunnamay Yard. It is the peak run for Shantastic. And I think at that price of 8.33 does interest me. So I'm going with a 15 in front of the 5, Camille Claudel. After that, we'll throw in the 8, Double Dream, and then the 12. 15, 5, 8, 12. Does it? Race 8. That's it. Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on the Wednesday. Enjoy, sunshines. Hit them hard. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.